Although it eventually won out, it was not always obvious that Hatikva would be the Israeli national anthem. There were other competitors, and there were various critiques of the poem written by Naftali Herz-Imber. Among those critiques was a voice from at least some religious Zionists who thought the work was too secular to reflect the religious import of the new state. Some advocated it instead for Psalm 126, Shir HaMalos, as a national anthem. Shir HaMalos, B'shuv Hashem es Shivas Zion, Hayinu Kecholmim, a song of ascents. When Hashem restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like dreamers. Az Yimales Chokpinu Ulshonenu Rina. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Despite their different origins, one an ancient psalm from the Near East, the other a modern poem written by a European-born Jew who died in New York City, there's a certain kindred spirit to the two poems. Where Imber's speaks of a hope, the psalmist describes his people as dreamers. Yet the differences loom large. The seeming secular religious contrast may be the least of it. Fundamentally, these two poems cast their gaze in completely different directions. Shir HaMalos is a song of thanksgiving. That is, a rejoicing over good that has occurred in the past. When Hashem restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like dreamers. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. We were like dreamers, not because our deepest hopes remained unfulfilled, such that we were dreaming of a messianic future, but precisely because those dreams had indeed been fulfilled, and we were stunned by the sense that reality now felt like a dream. Hatikva, by contrast, is a song not of celebration, but of yearning. As long as in the heart within the Jewish soul yearns, our hope is not yet lost. Hatikva expresses a hope for that which is not yet manifest. Now, this makes sense, given that the poem predates the founding of the state and was, informally at least, the anthem of the Zionist movement before it took on that role for the state of Israel. But it's stunning to think about this as the anthem of a state that actually exists. We are not singing that all of our hopes and dreams have been fulfilled, but rather that they are not yet lost, that we hope for even better days and more complete fulfillment. The critical line here, our hope is not yet lost, is not an out-of-whole-cloth production of Imber's poetic mind, but rather an allusion to a biblical verse. Vayomer Elai, God said to me, Ben Adam, ha'atzmos ha'eila, kol beis Yisrael hema, mortal, these bones are the entire house of Israel. Hine omrim, yavshu atzmos seinu, behold, they say, our bones have dried out. Va'avda sikvaseinu, our hope is lost. Nigzarnu lanu, we are doomed. The verse comes in the context of Yechezkel's famous dry bones prophecy. God has shown the prophet a valley covered in dry bones and asks whether such desiccated remains of life can ever be revived. When Yechezkel answers agnostically, Hashem God, only you know, God responds by indeed restoring them to life. We, Israel, however, have lost our faith. Our hope is lost, and we do not believe that we can be restored. The Beis Yaakov points out that the image of the dried bones is intentional. The highest form of ritual impurity is tumas meis, ritual impurity acquired through proximity to the dead. The Beis Yaakov says that the reason dead bodies impart such a high level of impurity is precisely because the dead have literally no hope. Impurity is the ritual consequence of hopelessness. To be alive means to recognize always the potential for more, the recognition that we can move in the direction of redemption, even if in the present moment we are nothing but dried up bones. In this sense, Hatikva is, whether Imber intended this or not, a deeply pious and humble national anthem. It's a recognition that the central theological command God gives the Jewish people is never to accept that our current state, no matter how degraded or decrepit, dooms us. When we sing Hatikva, we are responding to God's critique of those Jews who lost faith in Yechezkel's day. We are not yet singing Shir HaMaalos, celebrating the culmination of all that God has decreed for us. But unlike the Jews to whom Yechezkel was preaching, we know that however hard this moment might be, however it might feel like we are nothing but dry bones, hope is not lost. Hope can never be lost. That is a national anthem that truly embodies the Jewish spirit. Chag Sameach.